Listener Production.
Hey, it's Lizzie Viger with you. Investigations are continuing into a fatal traffic crash at Pyrmont on the weekend. Emergency crews were called to the intersection of Lake Boreen Road and Anderson Road early yesterday morning, where two vehicles had collided. A 43-year-old Melanda woman, who was the passenger in one of the vehicles, was sadly declared deceased at the scene. The driver of the vehicle was rushed to Atherton Hospital with neck and arm injuries, while the driver of the other vehicle was uninjured. Anyone with info or footage is being asked to contact police. Queensland house prices have increased by around 60% in the past 4 years, according to PropTrack. Senior economist Paul Ryan says people are continuing to vacate metro areas in the hopes of finding a larger home in a lifestyle location like Far North Queensland.
There has been this uplift in the number of people moving to Queensland. We've seen that slow down, but we're still seeing price growth all across Queensland. And our report kind of shows why. It's still the case that there are more affordable homes across regional Queensland than there are really in other states.
And residents of the Atherton Tablelands are celebrating the withdrawal of plans to build a wind farm near Ravenshoe. Concerns were initially raised over the potential environmental impacts of the South Korean-owned Ark Energy project. Despite initial approval, community rallies and petitions, supported by Qatar's Australian Party local MPs, have led to the project's withdrawal. Taking a look at local sport, it wasn't the Cowboys' night last night after a frustrating loss to the Cronulla Sharks in round 7 of the NRL. The boys in blue struggled to score against the Sharks, going down 6 points to 42. They've now dropped to 8th position on the leaderboard. Cowboys co-captain Ruben Cotter says their defence needs serious work.
We haven't been good enough for most of the season around those areas, and discipline, little yardage penalties, put us under pressure, and then that's compounded by a few errors that we make.